Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I'm going to read a couple of passages of Scripture and a quote. And the Scripture is from John 15, at verse 12 through 14. This is my commandment, Jesus says, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends. And then a familiar passage or two, a bit of a prayer. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved and mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy gold refine, till all success be nobleness and every gain divine. And one last thing, a quote by Franklin D. Roosevelt, our 32nd president. He said this, those who have long enjoyed such privileges as we enjoy forget in time that men have died to win them. I'll never forget that day so many years ago and how angry he was. He was only 10 years old at the time, but my son Nathan was beside himself in tears. I don't remember now what brought us to Cincinnati, but since the Reds were in town, we added Riverfront Stadium to our growing list of baseball parks visited. As the Star Spangled Banner began to play for an early evening game, everyone in the stands throughout the stadium respectfully rose to sing and honor our country. Everyone, that is, except for the man and his young son directly in front of us. I couldn't hear their conversation, but by their irreverent inattention, talking, pointing, and laughing in that moment, I was certain it wasn't about our country. Distracted by the disrespectful pair in front of us and sensing the growing anger rising up in Nathan next to me, I placed my arm over Nathan's shoulder and attempted to calm the idealistic, wounded spirit that I could tell, knowing him, was poised to spring to make right an obvious wrong which had been done by them to all that he had been taught is dear and sacred. As the national anthem concluded and the crowd got ready for the first pitch, I took Nathan from our seats to the concession area and the concourse behind our seats. Now that we were alone, I stooped down to talk to him face to face. I listened to his words of anger toward that man and boy for the way they had behaved during the singing of our national anthem. And then, setting aside my own anger for what we just experienced, and with all the calmness that I could muster, I explained to him that it was because of the very ideals upon which this great land was established, which the rest of us in the stadium just stood to honor and affirm, that father and his young, impressionable son had the freedom to act with the disrespect they displayed. Not fully understanding how that could possibly be, or necessarily agreeing with all that I had said, but knowing that he could always trust me for the truth, Nathan settled down a bit, but never forgot the lesson of that moment. A lesson, my friends, that we need to remember every day, but especially on days like yesterday, Memorial Day, when we pause to remember those who stood up, went, and died for us. A good time also to remember what Christ did for us and the price he also paid for each of us with the sacrifice of his life laid down for you and for me so that we could accept him and might live with him forever in eternity. And at these times surrounding the days around Memorial Day 2018, I pray that we will never forget, not the disrespect shown by that man and his son years ago, or by so many throughout the course of our history and today, but that we never forget those who gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we might live in freedom today. Beginning 150 years ago in 1868 with the placing of some flowers on the graves of some of our Civil War veterans, Memorial Day has recognized those who have died while serving our country. It has usually been highlighted since the dedication in 1911 of the tomb of the unknown soldier in Arlington National Cemetery by the President's placing of a wreath at the tomb under the watchful eye of an elite unit of the old guard of the 3rd United States Infantry called the Tomb Guard. Tomb Guard is a group of dedicated members of the armed forces maintaining an hour by hour vigil every day of the year at that hallowed site, regardless of the weather or other things that might be going on. The inscription, quote, "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God," close quote, can be found on the tomb, which now contains the remains of an unknown soldier from World War I, World War II, and the Korean War, with the Vietnam crypt now remaining empty to symbolize and remember those still missing in action. And on days like today, I pray we never forget the noble, stirring words of Abraham Lincoln delivered on November 19, 1863 at the dedication of the National Soldiers Memorial in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, when from the back of a brown paper bag on which he had written what we know today as the Gettysburg Address, President Lincoln read these words. "It is rather for us," he said, "the living, to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave their last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth." And on this Memorial Day, yesterday, and actually every day of the year, we need to remember that so many for so long have paid the price for us. They paid that price beginning at Bunker Hill and Lexington and Concord and down through Valley Forge. They made the first payment for us. And that payment has been kept up to date through the Argonne Forest, Bella Wood, Omaha Beach, and the four other beach landings of the Normandy invasion, through Iwo Jima, Tarawa, Salerno, Pusan, and Porkchop Hill, and through Khe San and 1,000 other hills and jungles and rice paddies in Southeast Asia, and across the burning sands of the Persian Gulf and Iraq and the mountainous countryside of Afghanistan. They paid the price for us. And at times like today, we need to be reminded of the heritage of their sacrifice. Some of them never came back, and others came back in pieces and in boxes and on stretchers and crutches and in wheelchairs, while still others were spit upon and ridiculed. Heroes who came back from those wars forever scarred and crippled, and those who never came back and whose bodies lie beneath row after row after row of white crosses on the rolling hallowed grounds of Arlington National Cemetery and in thousands of cemeteries across this country and world. Heroes who fought and died that you and I might live and stand here today in freedom. Heroes. They paid the price for us. And they and their families see fewer and fewer flags flying from homes and offices and in churches. They see more partisanship among our elected leaders, and they wonder if we have forgotten. They see what's happening in various parts of our country with its lack of direction, its loss of pride in our heritage, the attitudes of indifference, the loss of vision of what this nation was meant to be, and the loss of faith in God. And they're asking, and family members are asking, whether it was worth it for their loved ones to give up their tomorrows so that we could live in freedom today. Was it worth it to fight in Tarawa and lose a leg at Tarawa? Was it worth it to storm Iwo Jima or to fight in Korea or Vietnam and lose a buddy there? Was it worth it to fight in the blinding sandstorms and treacherous mountains to liberate a people from fear and mutilation and death and to fight against the evil of ISIS and in the ongoing war on terror? Was it worth it? And on days like today and yesterday and tomorrow, we must resolve to make the answer yes, by God, it was worth it. And we shall never forget the price you paid for us. For you see, my friends, liberty may be a heritage which you and I enjoy and which disrespectful others also enjoy, but it is never a gift. The liberty we enjoy today is not a gift. It has been paid for at a great price. And for all those who would dissent against this great land, let them take a moment before they do to reflect on the disrespect their dissent might show, and to remember that it's because of those who paid the ultimate sacrifice that they have the right to dissent at all. America will stand as a place of liberty and equality, justice and freedom only as long as there are heroes today like those who have gone before and whom we remembered yesterday and now. Men and women, young people and children, generation after generation today, who are willing also to pay the price and to trust the Lord upon whom this great land was established and to stand up for America. May God continue to bless the United States of America as we remembered in humble reverence and respect yesterday on Memorial Day, and as we remember today and every day those who have stood in the gap for us so that we might live in freedom today. We must never forget. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for the reminders all around us, but the simple reminders not only of your Son and what he did for us on the cross and then the empty tomb so that we might have life eternally, but for those who believe in this nation founded under God and by the guiding hand of God, who stood in the gap for us, who gave their last full measure of devotion, gave their lives so that we might stand here today in freedom. Help us never to forget, and to show the respect that we need to for them, for their families, and to be that next wave, that next generation of those who stand in the gap for others and for this great nation. Thank you, Lord. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for walking with us. And thank you for ordaining the United States of America. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us. And be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.